Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your afternoon grain markets closed on this Tuesday afternoon right after this.
Neighbors, the total dispersion of the fall calving cow herd of Sutphen Cattle Company out of southeast Colorado is going to be happening Monday, June 10th, 11 a.m. at the Jordan Stockyards, Caddo, Oklahoma. The offering includes 70 fall calving registered Angus cows, 100 fall calving registered all black and all polled Inflex cows, and 80 commercial spring calving Angus and Angus Cross 2 to 4 year old cows. For more information, call John Sutphen, 719-940-3729. 719-940-3729.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
Well, we were a bit of a mixed bag again today. We had the front months, July corn a little bit higher, but the rest of the month down. Soybeans were lower across the board, and then wheat was steady to just a touch lower here at the close. July corn closed up 4 3/4 at 660.5, and then the September corn was down 5 cents at 583 3/4. December corn down 7 at 553. Then looking at the other row crop, the soybeans, July were down 3 3/4 at 1528 3/4. August down 6 1/4 at 1452. September soybeans down 6 3/4 at 1360 1/4. And then November were down 9.5 at 1316. Looking at wheat futures, July Chicago closed on the positive side, but just up 0.25 cent at 709. September wheat was down 0.75 cents at 717 3/4, and then December Chicago wheat was down a penny at 731 3/4. Kansas City, just slightly lower. We had July Kansas City down 0.75 cents at 750 3/4. September Kansas City down 0.75 cents at 759 3/4, and December down 0.25 cents at 779 1/4. Cotton futures were strong again today. We had July cotton up 220. They're up 3 cents yesterday, but 220 today at 84.56, and then December cotton on the rise as well at 112 at 85.44.
We'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
Justin, what news were the traders watching today?
Looking at the overall news, most of the news today was focused on the crop progress and condition report that came out yesterday afternoon. Corn progress in terms of how much is planted. As of June 2nd, they were 91% planted in corn, which was 86% last week. And then last year, we were 100% planted at this time. So a little bit lower than last year. And then the 5-year average was 95%. So a little bit behind schedule, but we're almost there. If you look at the main corn states, Iowa was 88% planted, where their 5-year average was 99%. Indiana came in at 94, their 5 years 88%. Then Illinois was 91, where they're normally 95, and then Ohio that was 98%, where they're normally 86. So Ohio's way ahead of schedule. And then yesterday was the first time we had a crop condition report come out for the corn, and the good to excellent category for corn was 63%, while the poor to very poor was only 7%. So pretty good shape there. And then winter wheat condition, about the same as before, at 32% good to excellent, 25% fair, and 43% poor to very poor. The only other thing to note would be that Reuters came out with their acreage numbers for corn, and they say 95.1 million acres versus 97.3 that the USDA says. Their yield was 158.2 for corn. USDA says 158, and that puts overall production at 13.8 billion, where the USDA says 14.1.
Thanks, Justin. And taking a look at our energy markets today, July crude oil was at 93.48. July natural gas was at 3.99 per million BTUs. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.